Today we're going to speak about the Rosh and the famous Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem controversy. The background to this tshuva is that it was written by the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher ben Yechiel, born in 1250, died around 1327. He was an eminent rabbi and Talmudist. Rabbeinu Asher was born in Western Germany and he died in Toledo, Spain. He studied with his father and with Rav Meir of Rothenburg, the Marami Rothenburg. In 1286, Emperor Rudolf I had instituted a new persecution of the Jews, and Rav Meir of Rothenburg left Germany, but he was captured and imprisoned. The Rosh raised a ransom for his release, but Rabbi Meir of Rothenburg refused it for fear of encouraging the imprisonment of other rabbis. Thereafter, the Rosh assumed Rabbi Meir's position in Worms. He was, however, forced to emigrate. After leaving Germany, Rabbeinu Asher, the Rosh, first settled in southern France in Provence, and then he moved to Toledo, Spain, where he became the rabbi on the recommendation of Rav Shlomo ben Avraham Aderet, the Rashba. And he becomes a posek in Toledo. So he was one of the Bali Tosafos. He even wrote the Tosos HaRosh. But after he flees to Spain, he writes a halachic work in the same style as the Spanish posek, the Sephardi posek, the Rif. Rif's not Spanish, he's from North Africa, but that's the style of the Rosh. This work specifies the Rosh, what we call the Rosh. And the back of the Gemara is this work specifies the final practical halacha, leaving out the intermediate discussion and concisely stating the final decision. It omits areas of law limited to Eretz Yisrael, such as agricultural and sacrificial laws, as well as the Agadic portions of the Talmud. The Rosh also wrote Tshuvos. And the one that we're going to discuss now is famous because it tells us something very important about halachic practice. Now, there's actually a date in this tshuva. The tshuva, this is in Shut HaRosh Klal Dalad Simon Yud. It begins, Vahi Bishnas Chameshes Halafim Vishivim Vishalos Labrias Olam. So in the year 5073. So this is the year 1313. And the tshuva says, "Netzru hagishamim v'lohimter kol hachoref elamaat mizir." And there was a drought; there wasn't a lot of rain the entire winter. Vayikru tzom lischanein l'Hashem l'seis matar al pnei adama. And the people called for a fast to pray to God to bring forth rain on the face of the ground. Vayhi b'leil rishon shel Pesach achrei tefilas arvis. And it was on the first night of Pesach after Maariv. Vadoni Avi Harash. So the person who's writing this piece right now was the son of the Rosh. He's introducing the tshuva. He says, "My father, the Rosh, Yoshev al Pesach Beiso, is sitting by the opening of his house. Vanachnu ktsas me'achaverim omdim alam yiminu mispolon." Some of the chaverim were some of his colleagues or students were standing by him on the right and the left. By Yomer. "Now is my opportunity," said the Rosh, to bring up this issue that I've been wondering about for so long. Why don't we recite Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem and V'sein Talu Matar until Shavuos? Vayanuhu k'tzas mechaveirim. And some of the chaverim answered, "Tovu shetodia davar lezkeinim." It's good that you should mention this to the elders, v'yasu chein, and they should do this. V'yishar beinehem. It was good in their eyes. V'yishalchu lachazan haknesses lahazkir lamachar geshem. So they told the chazan haknesses, probably the president of the shul, or the shamish, the executive director of the shul, the one in charge of what goes on in the shul, to next day to tell everyone, "We're going to say Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem." Good. V'yasu chein, and they did that. And now, again, it's Pesach. It's Yom Tov, and they're saying the Yud Gimel Midos because it's a drought. Vahi kol kaskirov, and there was a loud sound when he mentioned Mashiv v'ruach. V'hinei rash, miksas ha-chacham yishaloy ha-davar, batzasam, and some of the chaveirim, some of the sages, I guess, in that shul, we're not happy about saying Mashiv Aruch on Pesach. He said you should have mentioned Shesiman Klalahu. It's a curse. Vayisapak Avi Adoni Avi Harash. And my father, the Rush, held back. Velodi Ber Biyomahu Meuma. He didn't respond at all. Ad Leil Cholo Shemoid until the night of Chol HaMoed. Vayichtov Megillah Sefer Lachazik Devarav Vizet Tarfad. He writes the scroll to strengthen his opinion. And this is what he wrote. So we're going to read a piece of this tshuva. So he writes the following. Alki Shemati Kiyesh Tamahim Al Dvarai. Because I heard that people were wondering about my opinion, that I said we should start saying Mashiv Ruach Merdeg Hashem until Shavuos. Basi Lefresh Masha Amarti Shein Roy Lifsuk Milahaskir Velishol Atab Yom Tov Arishon Shal Pesach. I want to explain why I think it's not proper to stop saying Mashiv Ruach or V'sein Talmatar on the first day of Pesach. V'lo min kado Ella mikvar yamim rabim ba'ashkenaz nisra'amti al shnei dvarim shura isi shenagim b'yamim halalu. The Rush writes, now again, he's in Spain. He starts off in Germany. He goes from there to Provence. He ends up in Spain. He says, this isn't the first time that I was bothered by this. He said, many years ago in Ashkenaz, I was in Germany, I was also upset about two aspects that about this particular halacha. Number one is, we don't ask for rain at the right time. And even though we say in the first chapter, Maseches Tainis, Tanya Chananya Omer Vagola Ad Sabach Yom Letkufa. Chananya said that in the exile, in the diaspora, we don't start saying St. Talmud until 60 days after the fall begins. Originally was the end of November, and now it's December 4th. But Amar Rav Huda Barchia Amar Shmuel Halacha Kechananya, and Shmuel said Halacha like Chananya. So it seems that in the diaspora we're supposed to start 60 days after fall. Va'anan Mechamil says Lina Basar Chachmei Bava Avidan Kavasahu. So it's true that if there's a dispute between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, we in the diaspora follow the Chachmei Bavel. That's only Hecha Depligia Dali Chachmei Bava Chachmei Eretz Yisrael the Talmud Bava Chashivin Ikar. That's only when there's a machlokas, there's a debate. So if there's a debate in halacha in Jewish law, so we pick Bavel over Eretz Yisrael because Talmud Bavel, the Babylonian Talmud, is more it's considered more important. But he says, Hani Mina B'davar Isser V'Heter V'Chivu Pater Tumotara. That's only when it's a halachic issue. Isser V'Heter, whether something's Chayev or Pater Tumotara. But something that's not related to a halachic issue, it's just, when do we need it? When do we need rain? Isn't the debate between Bavel, or the different times in which we start saying V'sein Talmatar in Bavel versus Eretz Yisrael, not because of a halachic debate, it's just they need the rain at different times. And the Bavel Shocheras Amayim Rabim, well, it's written Kacham and Sayach Letkufa. Then in Bavel, it's a lot of water around Bavel, a lot of rivers, and they don't need rain until 60 days after fall begins. Oh, Hayozman Ezer Meuchar B'Bavel, maybe the time of planting in Bavel is a little bit later. Aval Be'eretz Ashkenaz, Shezman Hazer Hu Mechatzi Tishrei Ve'Eilach. But in Germany, at the time of planting is already in the middle of Tishrei. Hadarei du im lo she'im lo yordu gisham miyad achar azera shul miskalkal she'ofos v'achbar miyachlu kulo. That if we don't, if it doesn't rain in the beginning, you know, starting from the end of Tishrei, the beginning of Cheshvan, then the seeds will get ruined because the birds and the mice will eat it, the seeds. Lo alo nasa kibrei yitzisro she'sholam gisham v'mar Cheshvan k'ram gamlio. Why shouldn't we start like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael that we start asking for rain on Cheshvan, the seventh of Cheshvan, like Rami Gamliel? Ki b'davar zeh ein machlokus bein Bnei Bavel bein Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and there's no debate between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. She'itnu eila tamli divrayim shiroim lasos kaf ve'elu nosim tamli divrayim shiroim lasos kamotam. So there's a halachic debate that Bnei Bava has this rationale and Bnei Chol have this rationale. She Bava, how you owes it via tzarich lahem. In Bava, they did what was necessary for them. They needed it 60 days after being a fall. So that's when they start saying the same talmater. V'mishna she omera she shalom b'mar cheshvon nishis be'eretz Yisrael kvi tzarich lahem. In the Mishnah in Tainus, it says you start asking for rain in Cheshvan. So that's talking about Eretz Yisrael, what's necessary for them. And what's fascinating is that even though the Rosh writes that already from the middle of Tishrei, it would be helpful to have rain in Germany, yet it seems he only wants to work with an already established date. Like we have two dates. We have 7th of Cheshvan and we have 60 days after the beginning of fall. And so it's better to do he wants to pick one of those 2 days. So he already felt in Germany, we should start with the 7th of Cheshvan. And the second issue, v'aminag hasheni, shenogim lifsok, so that's when we start. The second issue, he says, about when you're supposed to start, min lishol haskar b'yom tov rish shol Pesach. He says, okay, when do we stop saying mashi v'ruach? And the same time after, on the first day of Pesach. V'adavar yodua sheba Ashkenaz ikar kiyum matvua hi ad yedei kesham shebein Pesach latzeres. But it's known that in Ashkenaz, in Germany, in order to have grain, you needed to rain between Pesach and Shavuos. V'amisha shomer shemafsika biyotar vishon shal Pesach libnei Yitz Yisrael nishnes kasher ochachti. And the Mishnah, which says we stop reciting Mashiv Aruch and we stop saying Saint Hamatar on the first day of Pesach, that's for Eretz Yisrael, as I proved. Uvalahem hoyak tzir sa'orim v'Pesach, and for them, the barley harvest was on Pesach. V'gam achitim kvar omdu b'kamoseim, and the wheat it's already standing grain by that time. Einon tzrichem alis yavish lispashal atzeres, and they only need just to dry out and to ripen until Shavuos. Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, if it rains after Pesach, it's a sign of a curse for them. But in Ashkenaz, in Germany, that's impossible for the grain to succeed. It's impossible for the grain to flourish unless there's rain between Pesach and Shavuos. So it's a siman bracha. It's a blessing if it rains all the way until Shavuos. V'lama lo nisha v'naskir atzeres. So why don't we ask for rain and say mashiv v'ruach merigashim until Shavuos? And he says, so that those are his two arguments. He feels that the laws of mashiv v'ruach Saint Hamater depend on, or at least v'Saint Hamater, at the very least, when you need the rain. So you need the rain in Germany from 7th of Cheshvan, certainly. And you need it all the way until Shavuos. Again, he picks the day of Shavuos. So maybe he could have picked a different random date. But he picks a date that already has significance in Halacha. And he says, that's when we need rain in Germany. So we should save a Saint Talmater from the 7th of Cheshvan until the holiday of Shavuos. And it's not against the Gemara or the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Gemara are simply saying that we're supposed to ask for rain when we need the rain in our particular location. In the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara, people were living in Eretz Yisrael, so that's where they made the Mishnah, in Eretz Yisrael, and also the Gemara, and their Jews were living in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. So there were two dates, 7th of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael, and 60 days after the beginning of fall, in Bavel. But if there's another community where you need rain at a different time, you should go by when you need the rain. So then he writes, Kol elu advarim dantil if they were bosi b'ashkenaz. So he said, I said all these things before my rabbis in Ashkenaz in Germany. V'lo ya'adam ara lidvarai. And they all agreed with me. El ha'sharu eidonu tzrichim l'sharos ha'minik b'ashkenaz. He said, but we shouldn't change the custom in Ashkenaz. Why? Ki ain atziras kishamim matzisham. Because generally there's not a drought in Ashkenaz. Varbei pamim atvul miskal kelos mirov hagishamim. And sometimes the grain gets ruined from too much rain. So it's not really a problem in Germany, so why change the minhag? Okay. When I left Ashkenaz, remember when he flees Ashkenaz before he goes to Spain, he stops off in southern France in Provence. Shabati, but Montpellier. So he says that I heard in Montpellier, Shahayu Maskir Magashon, Kobe Marcheshvan, Bazaim Marcheshvan. I heard that they started asking for rain on the 7th of Cheshvan. Yishar Ma'od Beinai, and I was really happy about this because they were following my logic. V'yamarti l'chachmi Mont Pichler tiratim l'kushachas. I said to the sages of Montpellier, answer for me one question. Uli inyan hafsaka ma'atem osim. When do you stop saying v'sein talmatar? V'amru shosim k'mishna b'yom tarishon shal Pesach poskim. And he said, we stop on the first day of Pesach. So he was happy that they started, according to when they needed, earlier, the 7th of Cheshvan. But they only followed models in the Mishnah of the Gemara. Right? The Mishnah mentions 7th of Cheshvan. The Mishnah mentions first day of Pesach. The Mishnah doesn't mention about Shavuos. So they're willing to start reciting the Saint Talmatar on the 7th of Cheshvan, but they're not willing to say it all the way until Shavuos because there's no press in the Mishnah. So the Rosh says to them, Amarti lahem, I said to them, maybe you don't need rain from Pesach to Shavuos, that's why you stop in Pesach. Amruli, they said to me, no, harbeim tzrichim, that we need it. V'yev shalei tvul iskayim b'lamatar, and the grain can't last without rain. Amarti lahem, and I said to them, kol d'varai kashem k'sum l'mala, I said to, again my argument that they should say, say Talmatar all the way until Shavuos. Amruli, sorry. So Vishu Ma'od Beinehem, and they were, and my words are very correct in their eyes. Elishamru, but they said Masha Nisholim Vishiva Barcheshvod Kachin Hiucham Harishonim. He said, yeah, but there's precedent for the 7th of Cheshvan, so at least we can start earlier because there is a practice in the Mishnah, saying in the 7th of Cheshvan. V'alaf sakalo, nu chalasa darishina minhag, im lo shiz kapsu chach mi'aris. But to change the end date, we need the sages of the land of Provence to gather together and to agree to this. But v'yatsasi misham v'yodati ma'iskim ilasos. But I left there, southern France. He made his way to Toledo, to Spain. And he didn't know what they agreed to do. Uvoi heina, when I came here, Ra'isi Shiosu Trichim Gishavim Ben Pesach Latzeres, and I saw here that they needed a lot of rain between Pesach and Shavuos, Misharma called more than other places. Vamarti Kamapam Lachavirai, Sheroi Shahayashul Lahavsik Milishol Lahaskir Latzeres. And I said many times to my friends that we shouldn't stop saying Mashi Varuacham and Saint Talmatar until Shavuos, Kiata Niyodea, because now I know, Shekolar Toshiniyodea, Ikar Gishmeim, Hain Ben Pesach Latzeres. All these lands that I know, Germany, southern France, Spain, they need a lot of rain between Pesach and Shavuos. Uvade Rabim Ninhu, and there are a lot of them. Ela Shalom, Mila'ari, Libi, Ledaber, Ketvarim, Halolu, Leshon Taminam. I didn't have the, my heart wasn't filled to speak. I didn't feel the confidence to be able to say this, to try to change the custom. So why do you want to change now? Vata, and now, Shera Isi came up and said, Hagishamim, Netsu, Viskakla, Zraim. But what happened this year in 1313? The rain stopped, there was a drought, and the seeds were getting ruined. Umis Anim, Bishvil, Hagishamim. And not only are they maybe considering, you know, and what are they doing? They're fasting on Yom Tov for the rain. Vapi Shabbos of Yom Tov, Shem Mis Anim, Maskim Shos. Esrei Midos, and on, well, maybe, I'm not sure if they're fasting yet, but they're fasting for the rain. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're not supposed to fast. They are mentioning, so maybe they're fasting, not 100% clear, it seems like they're fasting, but what they're certainly doing, they're mentioning Yud Gimel Minos Sharachim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Vowing Psukim Shamatar, they're saying Psukim of rain. So they're doing something far, quote unquote, worse than Mashiv Ruch Saint Talmatar. They're actually saying that you're Gimel Midos Sharachim on Yom Tov. Ah, Amar Lili B, I said to me in my heart, all right, I said, Ata Higia Ha'es Latakein Ma Shenis Avisi Zeh Yomim Rabim. Now is the time that I can fix that which I desired for many days. Kibavadai Shishmu L'cha Be'es Sar Kazos. There's definitely, I said to myself, they're definitely going to listen to me in this time of crisis. They're going to do anything to cause it to rain. So if they're fasting, they're saying, you're giving me middle shirachmim. Certainly they're willing to say Mashiv Ruach and Mesein Talmatar. And then he thinks, Vim Yikaimu Aleim Bashana Hazos. And if they do it this year, Yerav Aleim Lo Yishuv Mimeno. They'll continue. It'll be good. And it'll be good for them, right? Sometimes you tell people, let's just try it this year. Usually if you try it this year, not a big deal. It's it. We're done. We're going to continue doing this practice. So that was his plan. And he tried. He really tried to, he really tried. And obviously, in doing this, by the way, he points out the absurdity of the current position. He's saying, no mashiva ruach, but yugimimil sharachmim. Obviously, it doesn't make any sense. And then he brings, and he argues again that it's true that those who argued on saying Seitan Matar because the Siman Klala, I explained to you, it's not a Siman Klala. In our community, it's a Siman Klala in Eretz Yisrael. And he brings the Rambam to support his position, the Rambam Perush of Mishnayos. And then he brings the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah who said, yeah, there are some Iyeh Hayam, there's some islands that need the rain, and they say in Shomea Tefillah. That's all because that they're like Yechidim. But here, Ashkenaz, it's in the Eretz Gedola, the Tzarfat, the Chalor Tzosheb Ashkenaz, the Eretz Hazos, all these big countries. They're not like Yechidim, they're not like individual. And therefore, since they all need from the rain from Pesach Shavuos, we definitely should be able to save the Saint Talmatar all the way until Shavuos. And then he writes, Uvirosi ki hitu es leva kahal levilti. Ah, so he writes, sorry, before, he writes, they definitely would have done what I had advised them. But they twisted their hearts. Some people sitting in the shul who disagreed. And they turned their thoughts around. They said, it's a siman klala, how could you do this? And then he writes, and when I saw they twisted their hearts, Levilti kibel mimeni divrei elokim chayim, so as not to accept the words of the living God, my words, gamani chazarti bi milishol askir beis hakneses. So the Rosh writes, I accepted defeat. I did not recite mashiv aruch or recein talmatar in shul shini mispalabo that I davened in it. Aval pisha yisi yochal isho, even though I would have been able to save a recein talmatar. Even though I'm only an individual and everyone was and a lot of people were against me, but I was allowed to do it. Came in Shetzarich Ramim because this is for the needs of the public. They need rain. So the Rosh says that he was entitled to keep to his position. But what? Mikol makom. Nevertheless, lo ratzitzi lasos agudos agudos. I didn't want to split the community. And then he goes on to write, v'lo hayisi kosev b'chol amoed ki lo hurgalti b'kach. And by the way, I wouldn't have written this on Chol HaMoed, because I typically don't write on Chol HaMoed. He was very makbid, he was very particular, he didn't write during Chol HaMoed, but he felt he needed to write this tshuva. Remember, he had made his suggestion on the first night of Pesach, and then there was a lot of pushback. So he said, I'm going to write this tshuva first night of Chol HaMoed. Why do you do it? Shetzorach shahu b'nei chilo shem shabayim. Because there was a chilo Hashem. What was the Chil Hashem? Maybe people were saying, what is the Rosh talking about? There's fighting going on, back and forth, back and forth. So he said he's going to go against his general practice, not writing Yom Chalmoy, to save the Chil Hashemayim, to explain his position, and why at the end of the day, he's not going to die on this hill. This is what he thought was correct. There was pushback, so he didn't pursue this position anymore, but he believes it's correct. He says, Gam yesh bedavar zek tzatz mitzarech ha-moed. There's also some need for the moed, so therefore it was appropriate to write this. And so he wrote this to stop the fighting that ensued because of his attempt to change the practice of when to recite Mashiv HaRuach in Spain and hopefully also in Germany and France. So why is this tshuva so significant? This tshuva is very significant because it answers the following question. How do you decide psak halacha? So number one, and first of all, sometimes you have to figure out when there are rules, are the rules basically halachic rules? Are halachic rulings essentially, like what's the underlying principle and what are the facts? There's a major dispute here. Is the underlying ruling whenever the community needs rain? Or is the underlying ruling that Chazal decided Eretz Yisrael, 7th of Cheshvan, and Chutz La'aretz, all of Chutz La'aretz, we follow Bavel, 60 days after the beginning of fall? Is the distinction, is it an argument? Is it a machlokes? Or there simply is the issue when the communities needed rain? So, but why this is very significant is we see a story of a Gadol Hador who attempts to convince a community to change their practice. He has a very compelling argument. We see the importance of custom. And ultimately, he decides that even though you think you're right, he takes the concern of dividing the community of lasos agudos agudos very, very seriously. Doesn't mean that it always wins the way. Doesn't mean that it always wins the day. Because sometimes perhaps the underlying issues could be very significant, and even if it might cause the machlokes, it's worthwhile to pursue a different practice, a different custom. But the issue of agudos agudos is a very significant issue that a posik has to deal with. And even if they're convinced that they're right, and they are the Gadol Hador number two, maybe the Rashba may have been number one, the Rashba number two, even if they are tremendous gadol, tremendous posek, the concern of dividing the community is often what wins the day in deciding practical halacha.